from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The first candidate to lead Timmins as its mayor for the next 4 years has gone public with her intention. Michelle Buello has been a city councilor since 2018. She says she wants to be a full-time mayor, to devote more time than she's been able to local, regional, and provincial matters. And she wants to make Timmins better for her two-year-old daughter. Family has been a major consideration in Buello's decision.
You know, it involved a lot of conversations with my husband about what we want for our family and what will happen over the next couple of years. But luckily, I have his support. I have the support of my extended family as well, and I have a good support network here.
Buello is married to Andy Morish. Anyone aged 18 to 59 is now able to get a second booster shot of COVID-19 vaccine. The province has expanded eligibility from its previous 60 and older requirement. The only other guidance is that it must be at least 5 months since your last shot. Appointments are available locally through the Porcupine Health Unit. The Rock on the River Music Festival, set for Friday, July 22nd and Saturday the 23rd, has been given an exemption from the city's noise bylaw. At last night's regular meeting, City Council approved the music playing until 1 o'clock both nights, 2 hours past the usual time to tone it down. At the same time, Rock on the River will have a better surface for the crowds of music lovers, not the mud bowl it had last year. Council also approved $150,000 derived from the municipal accommodation tax for the work that has improved the surface. Councillor Corey Robin is pleased at that.
We can safely say that the work at the Hollinger Park is being paid for by visitors and not by residents.
You can see some of the other places the MAT revenue is going on MyTimmonsNow.com. Say goodbye to the short stretch of Birch Street north of 9th Avenue. As soon as City Hall can negotiate a price with the English Catholic School Board, it will cease to exist as a city street. That portion cuts between Pope Francis Elementary School and the board office and will be used to expand the school playground. Meanwhile, parking is being banned on Ross Avenue, just east of Pine Street. Public Works Director Ken Kersell says it's part of adding bike lanes and a center left turn lane.
This is just an adjustment to make sure that we have proper traffic movement. We're looking for a no parking zone for 65 meters on both sides of Ross, starting at Pine, heading easterly.
Kersell says allowing parking to continue in that area would impede that plan. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.